The team's fitness for this weekend. How are you looking?
Yeah, we're looking good. There's only Liam Higgins potentially struggling, and he's back running now. And, you know, he's only a couple of weeks away again, we're hoping. He's been a bit unfortunate that when we thought he was going to be back to playing, he pulled it and tore his calf. He's coming back. He's getting there. And he's the only doubt at the moment. The rest of the team is all fit and well, which is nice, because over the next 2 weeks, I think we've got 4 games.
And Gledhill's available again, isn't he?
Yeah, Ben's back, trained with us again last night. And after his last performance, I thought it was very strong in his last hit out against Dewsbury. So he's back in contention. But as I say, we're going to need all hands on deck, because we play Barron in the Northern Rail this weekend. A big game against Halifax next week at Bramall Lane. Backed up the Wednesday after by an Unslick game that's been put in there, and then travel to Barrow on the Sunday as well. So it's going to be a tough sort of 2 week, which we need to come out of hopefully unscathed, but actually with all results positive.
You don't know yet who you're going to be playing in the next round of the Challenge Cup either. I know that's in the middle of July, but to have had the success against Halifax on Friday and for there not to have been a draw, it's frustrating, isn't it? Everybody wants to know.
Yeah, and we thought we were going to be drawn on Monday, and that's what we got put out there. The excitement and all the elation of winning the game on Friday night was all there for everybody to see. And, you're looking forward to the draw, and people are saying, and the questions, the phone calls and the emails that we receive from the club, when is the draw? Everybody wants to know about it. And then to be, when is it? Oh, it's been changed. And now it's been confirmed. It's Saturday morning live on television. So I guess we'll all be sat there watching and glued to the television to see who we can get.
What's gone wrong in your understanding then? Because it's on BBC Breakfast Television, isn't it, this Saturday morning, that the draw wasn't able to take place on the Monday as it normally is.
Well, I think they've been trying to get it on TV, haven't they? And I think there was a bit of an hiccup in the last round of draws on radio, wasn't there? So I think they want to make a big song and dance about it and make sure they get it right and make sure that they look professional. So I suppose it's just to get it on TV and get it out there. And, the pleasing thing for us is that it gives Sheffield Eagles some profile, won't it? Live on television, on breakfast television. And hopefully we can get the draw that we want, and we can hopefully get on BBC television as well.
How important is it, though, that all of thoughts of that and you might get and who you might get and et cetera in the next round of the Cup is all put to one side? Because as you've alluded to, it's a very busy month full of fixtures, or almost 2 months before you get to that stage.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we spoke about it, about straight after the game, and I wasn't down, or I was down for a little bit on Tuesday night, so we didn't review it. I put it to bed last night. I said, look, we'll have a look at this next week leading up to the Halifax game and talk about the positives that we did in that game. But it's back to business, and, we want to get to another quarter-final this weekend. We're playing against the Barra team that are big, strong and came here last time and pushed us very close, particularly in the first half. So, we want to go as far as we can in all competitions. So that one, yes, we'll watch it on Saturday morning. I know they'll have a smile on the face. They'll be having a bit of a crack with each other. But coming to the change room Sunday, it's all focused on making sure they'll get to the quarterfinals of the Northern Rail. And, we were a little disappointed last year that we got beat in the semi-final. We got beat by 2 points against Halifax at Don Valley, and we had a try disallowed. So we want to make amends to that. And, there's only so many Cups that you can win this year, or there's only so many finals you can get in. That's one of them, and we've never done that, and then hopefully this year we can do a little bit better.
We'll come on to Barrow specifically in a second, but the performance against Halifax, and I know we've addressed this a couple of times in recent weeks about the 80-minute performance, if you like. Was it a step nearer that against Halifax the other day?
Defensively, it was certainly an 80-minute performance, and that's the big thing, We've got his mojo back for defence, and we had that at the beginning of the season. And individuals have been costing us tries of late, and we spoke about that with the individuals. The other day against Halifax, everybody from 1 to 17 was outstanding and stayed within the systems. Halifax found us hard to break down. And they're a quality team that's been racking up points, 50s, 60s over the last sort of couple of months against good teams. So we were really proud of that. Offensively, we still wasn't great. We still didn't get the outcomes, the end of the sets that we want. We spoke about it. We've done a lot of work on that this week, but it's just building that, you know, that little jigsaw together and putting the finishing touches to it. And as I've said before over the years, it's not all about being ready right now. It's about being good enough to win the games and just putting the little piece of the jigsaw together so the end of the year, when it gets to the big games, it's a full picture.
So Barrow then, as a challenge, I think one of the big performances from Halifax you were referring to was against them. So what's your assessment of Barrow right now?
I think they've got two of the best back rows in the competition. Kurt Haggerty, who's an Irish international that's worked under me with Ireland, is a quality player and has played in Super League. I think probably one of the unsung heroes in Championship is Liam Harrison, which I'm delighted again with. He's an Irish international and will be, you know, I would hope will be part of the Ireland World Cup squad as well. And these two guys can hit the lines and they're really strong on the edges, and a lot of work, a lot of the good things that Barrow do is off the back of them. So, you know, the big up front, they've got two big fellas, the prop forwards, they've got a smart hooker. The forwards are very well, you know, go around the business very well, and we need to be good. And I thought that when we played them down here, we were a bit loose. We should have scored a couple of tries early on. We didn't do. We didn't put them to bed. And at 12 all at half time, we were in for a tussle, and we did. And pleasingly enough, that we blew them away in the second half. And you know, we need to be a little bit better this weekend. But it's going to be a tough challenge. You know, they want to come in and they want to make a name for themselves. They're sat at the bottom of the league at the moment, and they're not that bad a team. And all they need is the bounce of the ball. And you know, I watched them a month or so ago, and they were ripping the lead to bits in the first half on television. So the capable team. And, you know, I don't want us to fall in love with ourselves. It's back down to basics, get his feet back on the ground and go around his business. And we've set a new standard. And that's what we always talk about. That standard now has got to be adhered to, and we've got to hit that week in, week out. And if we don't, we're going to be letting ourselves down.
I was about to say it was 44-18 last time, wasn't it? I mean, on the face of it, it looks like a fairly comprehensive win in the end. But they'd had some problems getting here. It was one of those days, and it could have been one of those days, but for the second half performance.
Yeah, and it was 12 all at half time, and you know, we scored a couple of quick fire tries. Then they came back into it. So, you know, they'll run out of steam at the end of the day. But you know, I've got to go back to our start. We had two opportunities to put them, put them to bed, is what I would have thought, because if we'd have started really intense and took them chances, I thought they'd lost the confidence, they'd have felt sorry for themselves, they'd have felt tired. And I think teams like Halifax have done that of late against them and racked up a number of points. And, you know, we need to be good on the start. We need to be clinical. We need to take as opportunities, but we need to drain the energies. They're coming three and a half hour journey, and we need to make them keep on the bus, you know, by doing the little things a little bit better to start the game.
So obviously it's a big year for the Eagles. It's an interesting future. We're sat here at the Don Valley Stadium, which isn't going to be anybody's home after the foreseeable future. Do you know what's going to happen next? Where will the Eagles be playing, if only on a temporary basis or possibly a bit more permanent than that?
Well, how good would it be to get a quarterfinals of the Challenge Cup down here in July, to, you know, the last Challenge Cup quarterfinals at Don Valley Stadium? You know, when we want to send Don Valley packing, if you like, with some big success on the field. And we want to get people who over the years have come and seen Sheffield Eagles at Don Valley come back and help us, you know, to close the stadium down. What happens to Sheffield Eagles? Well, you know, the exciting news is that there's going to be a new training centre of excellence for rugby down at Bawtry Road, which is part of the Alum University. It's their park, it's their game, you know, their games park, and we're going to be part of that. And you know, we're going to be able to play all our squads' games down there, except for the first team squad. Well, we're having a look at that at the moment, and you know, is there an opportunity to be able to put temporary stands there to be able to play some of the games there? Because the game, the ground, the facility, the corporate entertainment facilities, their hospitality, should be good enough to be able to do that. So, you know, there is a plan that we're trying to build here. You know, we're still tied in with Sheffield United as well, so the potential to play games there. But there's no long-term solution yet. We're still waiting for the news on, and hopefully, fingers crossed, and we all have dreams, don't we? And I'm dreaming that we get a new purpose-built stadium in 2015. So we're still waiting for concrete news on that. But, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. What we're aiming to be is still in Sheffield. You know, when it happened before, we had to go to Doncaster, we had to go to Castleford. We went all over the place. We played in Barnsley, played at Rotherham, played at Chesterfield. You know, we'd ideally, in an ideal world, we wouldn't want to be doing that. But, you know, we're going to do what we've got to do. And that's what's great about this club is that, you know, we've had a lot of setbacks in the club's history, you know, after the 98 Challenge Cup final win and then the merger in 99, you know, a lot of people thought the club had gone, but we're back and you know, there's nothing that they'll keep us down. We'll work hard to get what we want to get.
The site at Bawtry then, when will you know one way or the other whether that's going to get the go-ahead for the first team games? All right, the strands underneath that's set to go, but what about first team matches?
We're waiting for a meeting with Alan and the positive thing is they're interested in it. Can it happen? You know, we've got to look at the ground safety element of that and see how we can put temporary or stands down there. How can we fund the stands? How can we, you know, get all them sort of things have got to be looked at. But, you know, hopefully in the next sort of 2 or 3 weeks there'll be a meeting on that. And we'll get a bit more concrete news on it.